Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, I'm Kinsey from the I Love You So Much podcast. On my show, we talk about everything, lifestyle, business, finance, beauty, you name it. My favorite part about the show is the amazing guests that we bring on. We have everyone ranging from like business experts to influencers, CEOs, creative masterminds. It's so much fun. If you guys want to find me on Instagram, and it's just at Kinsey Elizabeth. I release new episodes every Thursday, so hope to see you there.
From Vanderpump Rules to motherhood and everywhere in between, it's time to catch up with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
What's up, everyone? We are chilling at home on the couch, getting into some shenanigans. Me, Brock, and my sis. We're going to do a little Q&A because I heard that you guys liked when we do these type of episodes, and we have my sister here tonight, so she's going to host and mediate, and Brock and I are going to be put in the hot seat.
The hot couch.
The hot couch
on a Sunday night in the new pad,
honey. I love it here.
Yeah, actually, I'll just jump right into my first question. What's it like being back in LA from San Diego?
I mean, it's so nice to be in LA in a place that we love. We got a killer deal at the Wallace the first year that complex opened. So it was great when Summer was a baby who didn't crawl or move around or anything, but
She was a loaf of meat.
She just sat there in the chair on the kitchen island.
It was so easy. And it was great. It was so quick. Like for filming last season, we could be at the Valley in 10 minutes, be right at the freeway. And it was great. But then after Raquel started staying there and we got a little taste of San Diego again, and we were down there for a few months, I'm like, she's crawling. Oh, wait, now she's walking. How the hell are we going to take her back to a city apartment on the top floor?
Yeah.
We can't do that. We need a better home for her. And I finally, after I don't know how many months, maybe 5 months, convinced Brock to move back to the West Side with me.
Not just that, you convinced me that, you know, it's better up here than it is in San Diego, which is.
And do you agree?
You know what, honey? I am happy up here. I think it's great for work. I think it's great. I mean, we spent so much time driving up and down just to try and stay at the beach. We can go there on holidays.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. But we got 10 years to get some work going on here. We don't need holidays right now.
We have 10 years?
Well, I said it to Tom today. I was like, yeah, we'll be back here like 10 years from now. I'm going to be like, look, you think I can just
back
live
in San Diego?
Yeah, or anywhere on the beach. I can't live on a beach.
It's going to take us 10 years to get a beach house?
No, I just don't think that I deserve to work to be on a beach in 10 years. I need to be working these next 10 years.
Yeah, but I was shorting it. 10
sounds like you guys are different timelines.
Yeah, I should be working my ass off till I'm there. Maybe even longer. That's like the first hurdle, no?
I think you could work from your beach house.
Yeah.
I tried it. We did it for
2 years.
It didn't work, guys. I was just staring at waves and taking breaths and like, And I was very present, but I wasn't accomplishing a lot.
I love San Diego. San Diego will always have a place in my heart, but, you know, we need to be in LA. So we're back. We are on the West Side, and I'm so happy.
Wait, we're even making friends. We got new friends already with kids.
Yeah.
So we're at the, so I'm into it.
Summer had a play date yesterday.
Yeah, we had our first play date in LA, so more to come.
Mm-hmm.
And
Summer got hit at the park yesterday. You didn't see it. This kid, this like 3-year-old, she just like walked up to the slide and like looked at it, and he had just gotten down, and he backhanded her like so hard, like, get away. And I looked at him, I was like, hey. And then his parents were like, don't do that. But it was aggressive.
Okay,
it wasn't like how she like taps.
I was going to say, that sounds like something Summer would do. So,
but she's a 1-year-old. She's a baby. This kid was 3.
So like, it was malicious.
He whacked her so hard. I was like, oof, okay.
That's my question for parents out there. When you go to the park, like, are you just on the side there, just judging kids on the side? Like, what are they, like, because you can't, they're kids, right? So they get a pass, but it's like, does that kid just walk around slapping people because of, like, he's just a little shit? Or
it shocked me. It wasn't like he was like, no, like, I'm on the slide right now. Like, he was like, get the fuck off my slide. Like, it was aggressive.
Maybe that's been his slide for years. Maybe. And then this new girl comes in town and she's acting like it's her slide.
She was like, she looked at me like, did that just happen? And then I think she just got her feelings hurt, because then it was like a slow, like, eyes swelling up with tears. And then she just cried like she was sad. It didn't hurt her. I mean, it was hard, but I don't think it hurt her. It hurt her feelings.
It hurt her feelings. She was like, what did I just do? Just stand? I was just looking at a slide.
She just like came up smiling like, I'm ready.
You know what we're not going to do though? We're not going to tell her, oh, that means that boy has a crush on you. That's what we're not going to do.
No.
We're going to keep that conversation quiet for a very, very long time. That's just a shit boy.
That's always a thing where it's like, that boy's mean to you because he likes you. No, right? We're not endorsing that behavior.
No.
Who endorses? Yeah, no. I'm all right on that one.
But when we were kids, that was like a thing.
Was it though?
Yeah.
But why was it? That's my question.
I don't know.
Why did parents back
then?
It's
the way that they protect boys growing up. It's like they allow boys to act that way.
And this fucks us for everything, isn't it?
Because boys can't be true with their emotions. They can't just say, you know, they can't just tell girls that they like them.
Yeah.
Because they're supposed to hide their emotions and their feelings.
I missed that lesson in the farm. I told girls what I felt like and they just told me no. They weren't interested.
You were also raised to like show emotion or feelings and to keep it all in.
Well, I'm like, what girls, cows?
Oh, yeah, Sonia.
Sonia? My first girlfriend, Sonia, she was the pig farmer at the pig farm down the street. It was her daughter.
I thought it was going to be a pig.
No, her name is Sonia. I would love to I don't have too many memories, but I do remember my first girlfriend.
You know, Sonia?
Sonia, yeah.
Sonia
from Victoria.
If you're out there.
If you're out there, say good day. I'll be interested to hear what happened with the fam. Like, cause we had the dairy farm. So where I grew up, honey, real quick for listeners that want to know, if you want to know, if not, fast forward 15 seconds. We used to live in the country, and all the streets were 1 mile or 1 kilometer squared. Mm-hmm. So that was your land or 2 pieces or 2 squares, whatever. And so there was ours, the farm. And then the next farm next to us was the pig farm. And yeah.
Sonia's going to come on as the next guest and she's going to be like, actually, Brock, you were mean to me.
So my first crush, last I heard, he was in jail or prison. I'm not sure how bad the crime was, but yeah, I was like, oh, I guess I won't be seeing him
anytime
soon. Mine
was Aaron Carter. So,
yeah.
Who's that? Aaron Carter? Isn't he like
Backstreet Boys' little brother.
I went realistic, you know.
Yeah, you really set the bar real low.
The little brother.
Well done.
The little brother. How is he doing?
No clue.
Yeah.
I just found out Lance Bass was on NSYNC.
Stop it, honey.
Well, I knew he was on NSYNC.
You knew that.
I just realized,
oh my God,
watching The Circle the other night with you, honey, that the Lance Bass, I couldn't tell the difference between the Bad Bye Bye and Backstreet Boys. I couldn't tell the difference. I didn't know the difference of the songs. Sorry to my boy, Kevin Richardson. I apologize. It's just not my strong suit.
Yeah. I mean, I understand that.
Knowledge is power, and I am not powerful in this one.
Like, Lance is our friend. You should
know. I've met him multiple times. I think he's a genuinely...
Maybe this would humble him.
A genuinely really nice guy.
Like, when Brock met Andy Cohen, he goes, hey, I'm Brock. What's your name? He's like, Andy. He's like, at BravoCon. And then we like we get out of the elevator and he goes, wait, tell me your name again. I was like, oh my God.
That reminds me of when you were hanging out with Justice's family one time in Vegas. And I remember Justice's sister was there and met Jax for the first time. Yeah. And they were sitting next to each other. And Justice's, who's my boyfriend, his sister goes, so Jax, what do you do for work? And it was just like, it's just funny.
It's so humbling. Yeah. I love that. Good times.
Okay, so let's just jump into some questions. So before we go into wedding and summer.
You know, before we get into that, let's take a break.
All right, y'all. I want to talk about our bedrooms. Just because, you know, we spend a lot of time unconscious in them, we still need to be in something comfortable, a cozy space. And I have just the thing to cozy up your bedroom. So if you haven't heard of Article, they have so many dope pieces of furniture. One that I just added to my bedroom. We have this really cool, almost like Sherpa off-white bench at the bottom of our bed. And it is perfect because also my cats have torn apart my actual bed frame. So this covers it perfectly. Their damn claws. Yeah. So I was like, look, we need to spruce up the edge of our bed, but not only do they have these awesome like foot bench type of things, so they also offer cozy beds. They have these really cool swanky headboards and tons of lighting options just so you can, you know, set the tone in your bedroom. I not only got something for my bedroom, but I also got these two dark teal, almost like velvety chairs for the living room that are so nice. We got some awesome throw pillows. I couldn't even decide on what to get that I had to have my mom and sister pick it out for me because I was like, look, there's too many options. Help me out. What would look good in our new house? The quality, the style, everything about it, it's so good. Like I'm telling you, these chairs look like they should cost thousands of dollars, but they didn't. They have fast and affordable shipping, which is available across the U.S. and Canada and is free on orders over $999, which mine was because I got so many cute things. Article cuts out the middleman. They sell directly to you. So like I said, you don't have to go into the store. You don't have to deal with salespeople. You don't have to deal with any of that. And you save up to 30% over traditional retail prices. So right now, Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, just visit article.com/Shay and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/Shay for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. When you're scrolling through social media, I mean, really, how can you tell what's real? Misinformation can be dangerous, especially when it's related to your health. Anything can be posted online without being fact-checked. But if you've heard about the secret to permanent weight loss, wouldn't you give it a follow? Tanya Zuckerbrot, founder of the trendy high-fiber F-Factor diet, has celebrity followers including Megyn Kelly and supermodel Olivia Culpo. Tanya has a nice house, nice husband, nice vacations, a very aspirational lifestyle. But allegations of troubling side effects with the diet began to surface and people started to question, is she selling powder or power? Emily Gellis, a popular fashion influencer, saw these allegations and put the diet on blast on her own large social following. She launched a crusade to expose Tanya and the F Factor diet. Emily thought bringing awareness to the claims would be enough, but that was just the beginning. What was once an online feud escalated into the real world, resulting in threats, lawsuits, and a whole lot of drama. From Wondery, the makers of Over My Dead Body and The Shrink Next Door, comes a new series about wealth, wellness, and influence. Host Casey Wilson guides us through the crazy feud, telling both sides of the story with a side of sarcasm. Listen to Fed Up on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, or you can listen early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app. All right, y'all. So you know how there's those Instagram ads that you just can't pass and you have to then click and go and buy? I did that with Thrive Cosmetics. This ad with their liquid lash extension mascara totally got me. So I got the mascara and I'm telling you, it works the way I saw it in the video. It is high performance beauty and skincare products that are made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. They don't have any parabens or sulfates or any of that stuff. It's certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free. And here's what's really cool about Thrive Cosmetics. Not just that they have like the best brilliant eye brightener, liquid balm treatment, and lash extension mascara. But Cause is in the name for a reason, because every purchase supports organizations that help communities literally thrive. So yeah, the liquid lash extension mascara is my favorite. I keep it in my purse. I have it with me everywhere I go. And compared to other products, this mascara is the best. They have over 20,000, you guys, 20,000 five-star reviews, and this is their best-selling product. It's ultra-lengthening, it's eye-opening, and it lasts all day without clumping or smudging. I'm telling you, this mascara is the only mascara you need in your daily routine. And it's easy to remove, so that's also a bonus, because that is my least favorite thing at the end of the night is removing my makeup, especially my mascara, but this stuff is easy to remove. As I said, Thrive Cosmetics is just that. They want to donate to a cause and help their community. So they have this Bigger Than Beauty, which is for every product purchase, they donate to help their communities thrive. I just want to emphasize that again, because I think that's such a cool thing to just give back. So now, y'all, is a great time to try Thrive Cosmetics for yourself. You can get 15% off your first order when you visit thrivecosmetics.com/Shay. That's Thrive, CAUSEMETICS.com/Shay for 15% off your first order.
Okay, well, let's jump right into wedding stuff.
Okay.
Damn, we're really just bouncing around on topics here, right? Is there a sequence
ask
to
us
it?
Anything.
Oh, is that what today
is? It's an AMA.
Yeah.
AMA,
guess. Ask me anything.
Wedding.
So
let's
we did.
Go.
We posted for questions, so we're answering all of all right, y'all's
I'm
questions.
I'm ready. I'm
so
locked
with
in.
The wedding quickly approaching, yeah, I just have a few different questions. I think this one's kind of broad, but what is the number one thing you guys agree on and disagree on when it comes to wedding planning?
Mm. Ooh, have we disagreed on anything actually?
Well, I'm very passive when it comes to some things, and so are you on some things. So we kind of just like ebbs and flows of what you would like and what I would like. We kind of find a way through those.
Yeah, but I think we've pretty much agreed on mostly everything.
Well, what about when Brock was picking a color for the groomsmen suits?
Okay, that's kind of where he wanted to do this like salmon colored suit that looked dope, but it totally clashed with the bridesmaid's dress.
Okay,
and ours came first.
No, yeah. But they may have came first, but you guys didn't pick them. I was the one picking colors, and then you guys go, well, these actually look the same as ours, but you can't have them.
Yeah, because that color just wasn't going to go. It wasn't going to look good in the photo. So for the aesthetic, we have disagreed on that. I think that's the one thing.
I don't understand
everything
that
else, like the food, everything we tried in Mexico was so good. I think we agreed on pretty much everything.
Well, we also have a very good wedding planner this time.
She's incredible. Shout out to Simply Classic Events. They have been amazing. I pretty much just have to approve things.
She's good.
Shelby and Charlie, they crush it. They don't just do weddings and they don't just do destination weddings. They do any type of party that you need.
A little plug for them here, guys.
But they crush it at destination weddings as well if you're looking for one.
Yeah, let's go a little bit on the backstory on that. We went there with this big dream about doing the wedding in Bali and having fun with everybody back over there. And then we told her our idea, and then they came back with us like when they came for our meeting with them, and they're like, we're just going to be honest with you. Bali worries us for this reason. Boom,
yeah,
boom, boom. And the biggest
still
one was
quarantine.
Was traveling, quarantining, and it was all valid. And she goes, I just would like to put an option out there, because obviously with all the weddings being canceled in California and all that, everyone's been going to Mexico to get married.
Yeah.
And to be honest, she came back with like three ideas, and she was like, there's this hotel, this. And we were just like, wait a second. I mean, I guess Bali is kind of, Mexico is kind of Americans' Bali, right? So in Australia, we go to Bali.
Yeah.
And Americans go to Mexico, kind of, I guess.
Yeah, Mexico or Hawaii, I guess.
But Mexico's like the cheap other country.
Yeah,
totally.
The cheap, yeah.
Absolutely,
so,
yeah.
So, it was perfect. So well done for them. So I think they tackled a lot of pressure. Plus, it's Sheena's your second time around, honey. And I'm the groomzilla out of anything else.
Yeah,
well,
I don't even have my dress yet, y'all. The wedding's in... like
In a couple of weeks?
6 weeks? I don't even know.
What I was going to say, though, I feel like, shockingly, because you guys both have very strong opinions about things, especially Brock, neither of you guys have, like, really strong opinions when it comes to the wedding. Like, neither of you have, like, a specific vision that you've always thought of or, like, set things like that, which makes it, I think, a lot easier.
Yeah, I don't really have a vision. I already executed my full vision dream wedding. So this time around, I'm like, meh. Whatever.
Nailed it. Yeah, like, look, I think to be honest, we just want to have fun with everybody that we care about us to have them there and just enjoy our love with you guys and have fun with it.
So. Yeah. Well, I was going to say, like, Sheena even trying on dresses for the after party today. She tries on the first one and then she tried on a couple more. It's like she's in it for maybe 30 seconds.
I was like, okay, I like this one.
Yeah. Like, this is it. It's not that deep, you know?
Yeah, it's not that deep.
I tried on more just for fun, like for the vlog and just to make sure, you know, I did like the first style.
Yeah.
But I already knew. And having Elaine there today, our friends who live in Newport, it helped so much too. Because she was like, actually, can we take this out here and do this? And I want to add. And I was like, whatever she says. Okay. Sign me up.
Cool.
So I will have three... looks.
Have you thought about a wedding dress?
Oh, yeah. I actually do have everything planned for mine.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a Vivian Westwood gown. Well, I think we'll recreate like a Vivian Westwood gown. And my vision is to get married in Joshua Tree. So it's going to be like all desert vibes, dried flowers. Like I don't even want live flowers. I see everything I dried. But then I want to do like a little ceremony with just me and my fiance. And I might be saying this wrong, Amangiri, which is in Utah. It's like the most gorgeous resort. Like you see the Jenners go there, Justin Bieber, Miley Cyrus. It's like this gorgeous resort. And a lot of people elope there, but it's just like desert goddess vibes.
Okay.
And I,
so wait, you're going to elope and then do...
No, it's just like for photos. I want to go to Amangiri.
Oh, gotcha.
But then like ceremony, reception, in Joshua Tree.
Okay.
And everyone can stay in Palm Springs and make like a little like vacay out of it.
Totally.
But I think Joshua Tree's more our vibe.
I like that.
But I also had a couple of friends get married at the Ace Hotel and that was also such a vibe in downtown Palm Springs.
Really?
They had the whole resort.
The Ace?
Yeah, it was dope.
Huh.
Interesting. I could see it being pretty cool.
I mean, yeah, wedding? I don't know. I've just been to like the pool and that little event we went to for Coachella.
It looked gorge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I like the desert vibes.
Gotcha.
You guys are more beach
vibes. I like
that.
We're definitely more beach vibes.
Interesting.
And I'm that bride now who's doing three looks. So I have the one from like, you know what? If we're doing it, we're doing it. And we're going to have the dress with the overskirt part for the ceremony, take the overskirt off for the reception. But then for the after party in the cenote, I can't be in a long gown with a train. You know, it's going to get stepped on. It can get wet. That's
ew.
The cenote's in the spa and there's like pools and stuff. And I could just see someone drunk going in the water. Just,
ew, like a wet gown reminds me of like wet socks stepping in a puddle.
Yeah. So I was like, you know what? We need to get a second dress for the after party. And I found it today.
Yes.
Shout out to Casablanca Bridal in Newport Coast, the Crystal Cove Shopping Center.
They were good.
They hooked it up.
They were good. They were good.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Going back to Brock, since it's also his wedding, have you chosen your groomsmen?
I have chosen the groomsmen.
All of them.
All of them. I have spoken to them, and they're all coming. Do I have to go? Do I have to name them off, or do I? Is it a secret? No. Like,
is it a secret?
Maybe we stay tuned.
Okay. Yeah. No.
Some cast is. Some cast isn't.
I mean, I've got friends from all over the place.
Yeah.
Now I got my groomsmen and then now we're trying to plan the box party because we're going to be having that.
I know. We keep changing our mind with what we're doing with that. First, we're going to Tulum. Then we're going to Cozumel. Then we're going to Cancun. Then we're like, we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, but I think Cozumel.
I think we're doing Cancun because it's closer than all the other BS. And there's plenty to do there.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be at the end of the day drunk or hungover because I get real bad hungover.
Yeah.
And then get on a ferry and then another 45-minute car ride that could be longer. Like, I'm not into that. I just want to get on one ride, get to the hotel and fall over.
Elaine said we have to go to Coco Bongo's, which she said is her favorite club in the world.
Where is it?
And that's saying something.
Yeah. Okay. I know. If Elaine likes Coco Bongo.
Okay, the boys were going to Coco Bongo.
I'm sorry. No, the girls might be going to Coco Bongo.
It sounds like there's like girls with big boobs at Coco Bongos and big butts. That's what it sounds like to me.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
Wait, okay. So strippers? You guys are going to do... Ooh. You guys are thinking about doing Cancun as well?
I'm keeping my options open. Okay. I want to do what's easy and...
Who's planning this? Yeah, who's your lady? What do you call the girl
maid
that's
of honor.
In charge of the girls?
My sister.
Maid of honor?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I think I'm going to have Shelby plan it.
Have the wedding planner also plan the bachelorette party. Yeah, so I think, honestly, it's going to come down to cost and time. So if... Cozumel is going to be really expensive and take, you know, extra time out of the day with travel, then maybe we just do Cancun.
Yeah.
But I think we still need to weigh our options and get pricing on places.
I think also because remember, like, there's that, what's it called? That seaweed. What's it called?
Seaweed.
The red tide.
I can't think of the word, but.
Sarcasm.
Yeah. It sounds like sarcasm, but it's like sargasm.
Sargasm, the seaweed. And like, I don't know if anyone's been to like the Mediterranean or is it just on the Mediterranean or
that's,
down?
That's the Caribbean, not yeah, the Mediterranean.
The Mediterranean is in France, guys. I know this. I lived there. That's why. Sorry.
Where are we getting married?
The Caribbean and all that, right?
Yeah.
So it's beautiful and it's the crystal blue waters, but it's not anymore because of the sargasm.
No, but in Cozumel, it is.
Well, Cozumel it is, which is why I kind of see why you want to go there.
Stay tuned.
I want to go there.
Yeah.
Cozumel, it was beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's just a trip with
it's
a
just a
ferry
bit of a
with
trek.
Another trip. And then by the time you guys get there, we'd be at, what's the place in Cancun?
Coco Bongo.
Coco Bongo, get in. Boom, boom.
Hey, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
We'll figure it out.
We are really bad at planning this wedding, honey.
We're just winging it. We'll go with the flow.
Well, I feel like we've still got weeks to like get to the next stage of planning, right? We've still just figured out.
Yeah, we're still figuring out the venue, budget right now.
Figured out what we want to do, what we don't want to do, the budget.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Stay tuned.
Sheena, I don't know if you've answered this question yet, but are you going to take Brock's last name when you marry?
Yeah, so I think professionally I'll go back to Marie instead of Shay.
Yep.
So I'll probably have to redo my podcast art and some other things. And like on Instagram, I think it's just my first name. So I'll put Sheena Honey Davies. But legally, it's just going to be whenever we have time because that's a whole thing. And I wanted to do either global entry or pre-check. And then I have to get a new passport. And
you do global entry without that.
It's a lot.
It's only like for you. Like.
I know, just traveling with the baby. I don't know, it might be easier. Just leave Brock to the Gen Pop and we skip the line.
Yeah, I can never
no,
do that.
No, what I'm saying is
saying
like
the name.
Changing your name. You're only doing it to like honor your husband. Like there's no other reason.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think, honey?
Well, I mean, the kids have the name. That's it.
Yeah.
Because like I just saw today Jennifer Lopez just legally changed her name to Jennifer Affleck. And it's like, for what?
Wait, they're married?
Yeah.
They got married?
Yeah.
When?
Like maybe this week. I just
saw
it.
Oh, okay. They just got married.
I saw
like,
them at the Melrose flea market last week.
No way. Mm-hmm.
Look at them doing their wedding. They're just
Bennifer. Hell yeah. Wow. So
but she's no longer J-Lo.
She's
J-Fleck.
J-Fleck?
Sorry, what?
But remember when Puff Daddy became P. Diddy?
No, I don't.
Well, people change their names.
Oh yeah, like Snoop Dogg. He is Snoop Tiger.
Snoop Lion.
Snoop Lion.
God, I can't keep up with this, guys. I mean, Sheena whatever name
Davies.
You want to have, you can have.
I mean,
Summer,
Sheena Shea just has that
Davies,
flow, you know? It feels
it.
Like now it's just like a stage name, but I'm so happy to go back to Sheena Marie because that is my legal born name and that's what I used way before Shay.
Yeah, good thing your podcast isn't like Shay Shiggins because that would be really inconvenient.
Yeah. It's just my S-Corp name, but, you know, it's fine.
Perfect.
Anyway.
Okay, so wedding guests. They want to know, is Kristen, Jax, Britt, Stassi, Beau, are they invited to your wedding?
Everyone was invited, yes. I don't think that everyone's coming because not everyone has RSVP'd yet, but everyone has been invited,
that is
yes.
So annoying about sending invitations. Like, if you're not planning on coming, just
say no.
That people just leave it unopened.
I know.
I think I'm one of those people.
You're
it's like
annoying.
I'm definitely one of those people. So rude. Text messages. I'll be better. I mean, maybe for weddings, I guess.
No,
I don't get invited
when I get
to
an RSVP, I RSVP right away, even if it's a maybe. And then
yeah,
I leave a note
maybe.
Of, you know, we're filming right now. I'm not sure if I'm going to have that Saturday off to come to your baby shower. Mm. I let people know, but I RSVP right away.
Interesting.
Yeah. And if I don't, then I will message them and tell them. I don't
know.
Not gonna
lie,
I
haven't been invited
but...
to too many weddings to get to not RSVP, to be honest.
Yeah.
Keep that circle small.
Okay. Well, speaking of who was invited, there were some questions too about like how you invited certain friends of yours that are now exes. Question, for example, was how do you navigate your friendships with exes, Raquel and James and Katie and Tom? How do you think it's gonna play out with the wedding too?
I think it'll be fine. I mean, Katie and Tom, they were together for so long and we've all been a part of the friend group for so long. They're so amicable. We all hang out still in a group and it's totally fine. I know Katie felt like I chose Schwartz's side in the beginning when she was like, Sheena, there are no sides to choose. And it wasn't that I was even choosing a side. I just felt like from what they had both told me that he needed a little more support at the time. And her and I have talked about that since. And yeah, so that's all good. But then there's James and Raquel, and James has a new girlfriend. Ugh, there's so much more I want to say, but I can't.
Are you going to seat them at the same table?
You're going to sit
no,
there. You
so,
can sit
okay,
here.
Here's what I was really worried
this?
About.
There's no and table. We don't have the table.
We haven't gone
we
haven't, that far
oh
yet.
Oh my God, we have to do
the
seating
chart.
We haven't done the
ooh,
seating
this is
chart
tea.
Yet.
Oh no.
We haven't done the seating chart yet. But I will say, not everyone's pluses and dates and girlfriends or boyfriends are invited to the wedding. Yeah. So
is there going
to
be like a singles table?
Ooh, maybe we do a singles table.
That's kind of fun.
Listen, I think we can talk deal with that when we come to doing that. We haven't even figured, you know?
Yeah.
We'll get there.
But I was going to say something about that. Oh, what I was so worried about is Raquel told me she wanted to book a swim out room. And I know James did book a swim out room. And as we've been to the resort and we've seen the swim out, it's like one swim. It's your private rooms,
oh my
but
God.
They all kind of share a pool.
You know
like,
what it's giving?
What?
It's giving forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yes, 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 that's exactly. And I was like, oh my God. So I have the wedding planner call the resort to be like, hey, you know, we need to make sure you know what room certain people are in. They're like, oh, it's kind of first come, first serve. And I was like, oh my God, Raquel and James are going to end up in a swim out next to
oh
each
my
other.
Gosh.
And last night I asked her, I was like, did you book the swim out room? She goes, no, I was going to splurge, but instead I got this. So
yeah.
She didn't get a swim out. I was like, oh, thank God. Because I was like, we have to put Raquel in the room next to us. And they're like, it's first come, first serve.
See,
like whoever checks in
but
first.
If that was Katie and Schwartz, I feel like Katie would come back and Schwartz would be like in her pool and he would just be like, hey.
Right? Yeah. So yeah, this will be an interesting summer navigating that.
I guess I'm
friends with all parties.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of summer, let's mm-hmm. jump into questions about little Summer Moon. How has balancing your parenting styles been now that Summer's a little bit older? And I feel like she's not as fragile and, you know, things might have, has it toned down?
I mean, I still worry that she's going to choke.
On everything.
Not on everything. On grapes specifically, because I choked on a grape when I was a kid, and I know that is a trigger, and that is what I'm working on in therapy. And we started EMDR the other day, but I was not in the right headspace. I was so distracted, and I actually ended that session early because I was like, look, I need to really focus. We were moving stuff out of San Diego that day. I was sitting in my bedroom that just had boxes and clothes and stuff everywhere. I was like, this is not the right setting for me to focus and really hone in on this. So that's something that I'm still working on because Brock's like, she's fine. She has her molders. And I'm like, they're molars, first of all. And you like to call them molders. But I'm like, regardless of how well she can chew, I still worry about her choking.
I mean, yeah, trigger warning, I guess. Not. I'm sure there's been tons of parents whose kids have choked who also thought, oh, yeah. They'll be fine. Mm-hmm. It's like, it can happen. So yeah.
I'm not, but that's the thing, guys. Like, and this is where I come from as a parent. Yeah, I understand that they do choke.
But that's something she can learn from.
Exactly.
Like, oh, you learned your lesson. I don't think.
No, it is though, because if you don't learn how to choke as a kid and you get into a, if you don't learn how to swallow as a kid, if you don't learn the functionality of that.
I understand that, but not learn how to choke.
No,
you don't need to drown your kid to be like, you should learn your lesson. Don't drown next time.
But that's just taking the wrong approach. That's 100% just being neglectful, because if you don't, you don't. If you don't teach a kid how to gag, they don't know the gag and reflex.
So there's still some disagreements here. It sounds
I do think
there's a happy medium. There's like,
and that's
there
it.
Is another show. Me and our mom watch Welcome to Plathville. Have you ever seen this reality show?
No, I've never even heard of this. Well,
it's just this family with like really sheltered children, but actually the parents just got a divorce, and the wife's realizing like, why did I like shelter my children so much? This is stuff that like my husband wanted to do, and like she also sheltered them so much. And I think, yeah, there's a lot of things that they were nervous. I feel like there's a happy medium, you know?
And that's why I think Summer's so lucky that she has both of us as parents, because there are things where we extremely feel different, and she gets the cautious from me, but she gets the she'll be all right from him. And we find
And when she comes medium. To you guys wanting to do something, she's going to know which parent to ask, since they have such
she's so smart
opinions. Is Brock mad now?
I get so heated
Brock,
with my kid.
The question is, what do you guys disagree about? It was grapes and cutting up food. You didn't have to tell us.
Because this is my family dynamic, guys. I don't know if you'd noticed this, but there's this. There is my wife, her sister, and her mother.
I think there's
parenting
a question about that.
My children. My children. I keep saying children. Parenting
there's
my child.
There's only one child
in this dynamic.
I understand it. But you guys, but it's not me versus Sheena teaching my kid. She is influenced by more than just myself and her mom. There is your mother and Sheena. And you got Sheena.
But also, honey, I think you and my sister agree on things
a lot of the time, too.
100%.
100%. Yeah. But she will take the approach of the least resistance, and I'm not the path of least resistance.
Sometimes I feel like I discipline Summer more than you guys do. You'll just be laughing at her.
Because
like,
she's so damn cute.
Like last week, she was hitting our mom like kind of hard, and my mom like wouldn't yell at her. And I was like, you guys are laughing at her, and she's going to keep doing it. So I went over and I held her wrist in her hand, so she knew that's what we were upset at. It's like what you're doing with your arm is like, I just was like acknowledging like the physical, like I'm holding your hand. This is what you're doing wrong.
Yeah.
Like,
I agree with that. I'm fine with that.
But Auntie had to go over and discipline.
Well, that's
her,
why
you guys are just giggling.
You're good on the fencer, which is good for this podcast. You're like, for the three of us, you're good in the middle. I just get frustrated because of the argument that comes up or in our household is parenting, and it's my way versus Sheena and your mother's way plus half of you. Okay, so it's like 2.5 versus me, and I'm just like, and I'm stubborn.
But you have you and a half, so that should be enough. Sometimes her choking, like the main problem you guys have, or is there anything else?
I think that's the only one that triggers her, because I believe a grape can be eaten, and it's a grape. We argue about a grape.
I know, we argue about fucking grapes. Moving on.
I love you, honey.
I love you too.
Well, Brock, I love you too, Erica. But we're just both different sides of the table.
Brock, since you're talking about our mom like that, how has the relationship between you and our mom been going lately?
It's a great relationship because it's 100% love, but we both come from different ends of the field.
But you see how much value my mom adds and how much help she is. I know you appreciate that.
I didn't think that was up for the question. The question was how I get along with your mom. The amount of help your mom adds to our life is it's better than outstanding.
Yeah.
The house is always clean. And then every time our daughter's at her grandma, or Nana's and Opa's house, that she's having the best time. And I know that to be true. That's not my problem. It's our opinions that we both have. And we're very outspoken about our opinions.
Yeah.
But it's a good problem to have, because you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way. So that's, and we I think me and her understand that more than me and Sheena half the time. Me and Sheena fight more than me and your mom.
Yeah.
Because me and your mom understand each other. We just have opinions.
Yeah.
Me and you get frustrated with each other.
Yeah.
And it just becomes an argument.
I know.
Ugh. Yeah. But yeah, anyways. You can't pick your family, guys. I mean, I guess in the theory you could have, but I haven't. I'm happy with it.
Yeah.
Could be worse.
Definitely.
Back to Summer.
Back to Summer.
Mm-hmm. They asked, has Summer said any words yet? She is so adorable. You want to go over a list so of adorable. All of her words?
Does she have a list? I don't think she's putting them together yet.
She's in a grunting phase and a pointing
phase.
Oh,
and see, this is something that Auntie Coco, me, has a lot of opinions about. So they teach her when she's pooping to grunt, when she's going upstairs to grunt, when she throws something to grunt, and when she, they make the noises, everyone, this is Brock. I don't know if this is Brock, but Sheena and my mom do this all the time. And they go, Summer, go, and she does it all the time. And I'm noticing that whenever Summer wants something, she grunts. Yeah. And I don't like that. I think it's, I find it rude.
I agree.
And I tell her that she needs to use her words. And it'd be so much cuter if she said, please, like anything
We're
she wants.
We're trying to teach her words. No. We're not teaching her to grunt. No. She just does guys, it and it's funny.
You guys talk to her like 75% in grunts and like 25% in English.
I disagree with that.
She's on my side on this side of the conversation.
You guys
I agree
are teaching
Courtney.
Her caveman language.
No, well, it's when mom walks up and downstairs, she grunts. And so Summer does that when she's going to...
Yeah. Between me and your mom, this is one thing we have in common is we're very vocal, but I feel like I just do mine. Your mom will repeat it to Summer. I just do mine. And then, yeah, she's got my cackle and she's got my grunts and your mom's grunts.
Yeah, but like she says, mama... She said Nana was like her first word.
Yeah,
but then she'll point
not,
at the bananas
not,
all the time, be like, na, 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 na.
Yeah, that's not a word though.
I'm trying to think of words I've heard her say. She did say yellow once.
I mean, I've heard her say, go to park or something like that. I'm like, did you just say go to park?
And then sometimes she'll just like say no. And she has like random words that she'll say.
Oh,
but like, mama is the best one,
but
I think.
But
she
also
has.
Says Moana.
Yeah, and that sometimes sounds like mama, but she's not always saying Moana, but she
We can
she
figure out what
she's
saying.
We agree or disagree that she hasn't actually using solid words yet.
She's says
making
mama.
Sounds.
She does say mama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but it's like, mama. It's not mama, it's mama, mama, mama. Like she doesn't know how many ma's are in mama.
Yeah, she's not there yet. Sorry, honey.
Whatever. I think.
She's going to get there though. She's a smart cookie.
I think we need to stop grunting back to her.
Mm. Yeah.
Or she's going to be grunting whenever she wants something. She just points at their mouth. She goes, And I'm like, no.
Well, yeah.
Use your words. I tell her to use her words all the time.
Maybe she doesn't know what that means.
Can I interject? Do I put up the...
What?
When she points at things and goes, don't just pick her up and walk her to where she wants to go.
I want to see what she wants.
Let her go find out what she wants. Let her go on that journey, my love. Let her do
I
that
agree.
For herself.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you too. All right. Couple more questions and then we got a movie to go see.
Yes. Movie date. Babe, how long has it been since we've been to the movies?
It's been so long because we can't go to the movies when we have Summer, but she's at Nana and Opa's for the night because we were moving the rest of our stuff from San Diego. So we're like, wait, no baby tonight. Let's go see Thor.
Well, first off, let's podcast and then go see Thor.
Well, yeah, first podcast, but I'm excited to go see a movie.
Actually, can I put a question out there to all the mums out there? How can I get better at dealing with co-parenting skill sets? If you have any advice, because I know that 10 minutes ago it just triggers me whenever I get like, and it's only that about Summer, it's we just know. Like I'm defensive about her.
I know.
And how do I help myself not do that? Because I don't want to feel like that every time somebody goes against my child, because she's going to grow up and I don't want to be in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have three more questions.
Okay.
Any plans to visit Brock's home country with Summer?
Yes. Oh my God, I can't wait. We're planning on later this year, sometime between October and December, hopefully.
What are we doing for Christmas?
I mean,
I thought that was maybe when. No?
We could. I thought then we were maybe talking about doing
Mexico
instead of
for
Hawaii
Christmas.
For the family trip.
But then I was thinking like, is Mexico, I guess it depends where we go, because it still needs to be like friendly for Summer. Because I was just in Puerto Vallarta at our timeshare and I loved it and it was big enough. It was the same size hotel room that we stayed in Hawaii. I think it would fit all of us really nicely. But then I was like, probably not a good spot for Summer. So we need to find that like.
Would you guys be down to doing Australian Christmas?
I feel like it just might be the most expensive because like people in the corporate world, people in the corporate world, they only get those 2 weeks off. So like that's when like the only time that a lot of people can travel we have a little
bit
more flexibility.
Honey, your family doesn't celebrate Christmas on Christmas. They do it like 2 weeks before because that's when everyone can get together.
We just pick a day throughout that month because you're right, Courtney.
I think in between Thanksgiving and Christmas is maybe when we should go.
Who is we?
Yeah, let's go. Was there a hit list? Is your mom going to fly to Australia? And that wasn't in like a rude way, because she's not a fan of flying everywhere.
I don't think she really wants to go.
At least our mom never passed down her fear of like long flights or elevators to us.
Thank God. No, the elevator one, she got to me a little bit in that sense where if there's a lot of people in it, I don't have claustrophobia at all, but I feel like she's kind of put that on me where it's in the back of my head now for the last like 10 years, ever since she got stuck in the elevator, that I think about it, but I'm not
like... How long was she stuck for?
I think it was a couple hours.
So what?
I was stuck in an elevator for 2 hours. It was...
And it happened to her again.
It was bad. It was in France, honey. We had like a... It was a 2x2.
On the Mediterranean?
In the Mediterranean, Montpellier. It was a 2x2. We got stuck in the elevator with like 3 of us. We ended up getting out.
Oh, that's fine. 3?
Yeah, but the elevator was 2 feet. Like it was a small box.
Probably meters.
Huh?
Meters, 2x2. They don't use feet there.
I don't know how many meters it would be, but like probably a meter squared. It wasn't big.
Yeah.
So there's a little, the poop poops.
Anyway.
Australia, who's coming?
Australia, okay. Who's coming?
Who's on the guest list? I would like to come.
Let's do it.
Justice would come.
I feel like Dad would come too. And if we're all going, then Mom's going to come.
Your mom's not going to not come.
Yeah, we just need to like find an Airbnb and...
See, it's funny. I was talking to Mom about how the general family consensus is that we don't need to go to Hawaii every year now that Brock and our dad have passports again. And I don't even know what the issue was.
We're back, baby.
Dad's passport was expired, or his green card.
It was like his green card and then his passport. But now that we can all leave the country and there's no COVID and travel restrictions, I was like, Mom, we don't need to go to Hawaii anymore. We have so many other options. And she's like, I'm never not going to go to Hawaii. And I go,
but who are you going
with? Like, we could go to Mexico. There's so many cheaper options. There's just so many like world of possibilities.
Cheaper options.
And she was like, well, I'm always going to Hawaii. And I'm like, oh, I don't know who with, but she's like, then I'll go with my sister. I was like, okay, well, the rest of us are going to plan another trip.
Yeah.
So just start. She's just so set in her ways, and any change is like not a thing. So
I'm not a fan. Look, I love Hawaii, but I just.
Well, you're from New Zealand.
There's
so
the rest of the world to go travel.
Hawaiians don't want us to go there right now, allegedly.
Hmm.
Apparently we're like bothering them. So let's go somewhere else.
I agree.
Perfect.
Okay, so sounds like a plan. We'll plan
sounds
that.
Like a plan, guys.
Sounds like
we'll
a
do
plan.
Australia.
Okay,
let's do it.
Two more questions.
Okay.
This one, Sheena, I see you get a lot, and I don't want people to think that you're ignoring it. So I think you just have to be honest.
Okay.
How did you lose all of your baby weight? You look amazing.
Well, thank you. First off, I genuinely believe that I think breastfeeding can go one of two ways. I've heard women say that they gain weight when they breastfeed, and I've heard other women say they lose a lot of weight. And I know not all women are as fortunate as I was to produce as much milk and be able to breastfeed as long. So I do think, thankfully, I'm so grateful that I was able to do that, because I think that definitely helped. But also, Brock is... And I mean this in the best way possible, honey, but like, he's not easy on me when we go to the gym. He pushes me and he makes me go outside of my comfort level to achieve my goals. And it's frustrating at the time, because I'm like, no, that's too heavy. And he's like, you can do it. And I'm like, no, it's too heavy. Do less. He's like, you can do it. Try. Ugh. And then I try and I can do it. So I do think
I can do it. I know you can do it, honey,
lifting,
because the week before you go to the gym, we do it the couple of days earlier. We do the same exercise. It's the same weight. Okay. Let's say it's a 45-pound plate. It looks big. And she's like, that's too big. That's too heavy. I was like, you legitimately did this for 12 reps, 3 rounds a week ago.
So I genuinely believe Brock. And that's why, like, I know Homebody is going to be so successful.
Thanks,
because you are so good at what you do. You know how to get people in shape. You're so motivating. And
I'm just gonna get myself back in shape.
But you're really good at coaching, and I enjoy it so much that even Lala and I were talking the other day, and she wants us to come over to her gym and to have you train both of us together.
I was actually, I would love to. Thank you. And it was interesting, because after going through it with you firsthand and then talking to ladies through social media about like pregnancy and all of that, and it is an underserved market. It really is, because when the crazy thing is what your body goes through as a woman. I don't personally know, but the miracle of creating a placenta and growing a human It's ridiculous. It's your body goes under so much stress. And then after that, you got your hormones that are all over the place. And then you've got life looking back at you and how you should feel and how you don't. And there's so much pressure, and it's literally, and the hardest thing for you, for women in that situation is, and I don't know personally, but the hardest thing is literally thinking that it's going to go back, because it doesn't always go back.
No. And I mean, I gained 55 pounds and I'm still shocked that now I'm back in my pre-pregnancy clothes, because I didn't think it was going to ever be possible to lose the 55 pounds. But once I was cleared from the doctor to work out again, we started with, her name's Courtney Verdon. We did pelvic floor training and I just did very minimal what I could do. I tried EMS, I did M-Sculpt, but me breastfeeding and me going to the gym and doing my normal workouts, I think is what got me back to where I am.
And I think if I can give any advice out there for women that are kind of going through this, or even just wanted anybody that wants to listen to that, this advice is, go for a walk outside. You also walked, honey, twice a day or
and
three times
a
day
sand.
With summer.
Yeah.
So, and that was during your pregnancy and then after it. So you guys, like, walking is underutilized.
And
like,
I worked out, you guys, my entire pregnancy up until 39 weeks. And I genuinely believe that that just helped with the muscle memory. And I think that helped get me back too.
And luckily you were too. Able to.
Yeah.
Like when I
was very fortunate. I wasn't sick my pregnancy, yeah, so I was able to work out.
Women should feel down if they're not able to do that. No, like, listen to your body.
Exactly. You got to listen to your body.
That was the great thing, is when I was training with Seth virtually, I loved it so much because he's like, I'm not telling you, you have to do 12 of this. He goes, do as many as you can. Listen to your body and do what makes you comfortable. And I loved that.
And Brock would do that, but then you'd say, and now do a little bit more.
Yeah, you can do more.
I'm like, you feel comfortable? All right, we'll do some more.
Yeah,
listen,
a little heavier.
You got to get comfortable being uncomfortable.
But not when I was pregnant. That was after.
Yeah.
Okay, last question. Okay. Speaking of working out, and I think this is really good and timely. Brock, how's the Homebody app coming along?
Yes.
Well, when does this come out?
Friday.
The app will already be out.
Okay, guys, we are in the app store. So if you want to go ahead and jump in a morning class, I teach 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, a 12-minute daily intention class where I just sit down, we go over what our day looks like, ask ourselves some key questions to kind of prime yourself to get ready for the day. I love that. I've been doing it through all of the beta. So we are in the app store, guys. Now, if you want to do some classes, we're going to have a variety of classes as we go through the next 3 months. It's going to be a soft launch. So we're going to be on the app store. We're going to be working with our coaches. And then as we start onboarding and growing through our coaches, we'll be adding more coaches, more classes, and then more competitions. But we're going to be foundationally, we'll be giving away some cash prizes every month on Homebody.
Yes.
We'll be having classes there. You can do meditation, breath work, yoga, Pilates, and daily intentions or motivational stuff.
Yeah.
Journaling, and it's just like an open floor where you can connect with either a coach that you're influenced by, or even some celebrities are going to be on the platform as we start getting it, ramping it up. But we are in the app store. I'll tell you what, it took over nearly 12 months of development. It wasn't an easy challenge, but we are in the app store.
Yes. So go download Homebody.
Thank you.
Go and buy some Viva Verano lashes.
Yeah, get those big wiggles going.
And Courtney, tell everyone where they can find you.
You can find me at Courtney.Erin. That's CORTNEY.ERIN. It's Courtney without a U because I don't like you. Just kidding. That was like my middle school Twitter bio. I was just so cool.
Courtney with a U. Cool.
Courtney without the U.
Because I don't like you.
And on that note.
That's funny.
We do love you though. Thank you guys so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Sheena Shea. Shea FK. Thanks for listening to Shenanigans with Sheena Shea. Download new episodes every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.